Birds may impact the laying of pipeline across New York. Land and tree clearing in advance of building the conduits must take place during the winter, lest fowl migration patterns be disrupted. Kinder Morgan Vice President Alan Foer.
Typically on pipeline projects, as part of the environmental review, there are limitations on tree clearing per the Migratory Bird Act and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Both the $5 billion Northeast Energy Direct pipeline and the $680 million Constitution pipeline project are under the gun. The pipelines could be put on hold if tree clearing can't be completed by spring. The projects are on pause until permits from New York's Department of Environmental Conservation are issued. Spokesman Chris Stockton says Constitution is sitting tight, waiting for the documents to arrive.
That's very critical that we receive the permits that are outstanding from the New York DEC as soon as possible. We're reaching the point now in the project where we absolutely need to begin very, very soon in order to be able to meet our construction and service date of the end of 2016. And the reason why that's so important is because we have to begin tree clearing and we have to finish that up before this spring because of the bird migration patterns. With each day and with each week that passes, it's going to be more and more difficult for us to meet that in-service date. We really need to receive those outstanding permits as soon as possible. We feel like we've been working with the New York DEC for several years now, and we provided everything we need in order for them to process those permits.
Constitution's 30-inch underground pipeline would extend from Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania, to the Iroquois Gas Transmission and Tennessee Gas Pipeline Systems in Schoharie County, New York. Ideally, tree clearing would be finished by April. Stockton remains confident Constitution can meet its in-service date in late 2016 for the 124-mile conduit, but only if approval comes by year's end. Kinder Morgan depends on regulatory approvals to meet its in-service date of winter 2018 for the 400-mile-long pipeline project that would move fracked natural gas across the Northeast.
Whenever we plan projects, we do anticipate those restrictions on tree clearing and timetables for that, and that is built into our schedule. And our environmental contractors and consultants who are very familiar with this process on a federal level as well as the state level have been working to coordinate and build that into our existing schedule.
Politico reports a senior DEC official said that the state could lose its authority to oversee pipelines if it improperly withholds approvals. Responding to a request for comment, the DEC did not have any reaction or other information in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.